at the moment. We've got the Olympics coming up. I mean, you know, there's loads of things. And we've been, and we'll become aware of some incredibly fit people. And by fit, not in the usual, not in the common way that people use fit today, but fit physically in terms of what they're actually doing, representing all those sports. And we, as people too, have lived with them as well, some of those ups and downs, the exhilaration and, yes, the disappointments as well. And clearly, I think it's probably true to say that those of you who love sport, it does tend to lift your spirits, and particularly when you see somebody doing particularly well. I don't think I personally have ever been that fit as those sort of elite sports people, but I am aware that having completed over the years 3 marathons and quite a lot of half marathons, you can't complete those without having a measure of fitness. So hold that for a moment, and we're coming now to the final bit of Hebrews, the final talk on Hebrews. Just to remind you, this was a letter, we don't know who the author was, but he was sending this, it would have been a he, I suspect, to a group of Greek-speaking Jews who were following Christ, but were lapsing back into their old Jewish ways. That's essentially what the writer was trying to really encourage those to be true to the newfound faith that they had. Now, it was a burgeoning church. It was very early in the days of Christianity beginning to expand, and they were having to deal with the consequences of change. But of course, what was happening to them is that desire to return to what was familiar was quite a big pull for them. And it's very easy, isn't it, to go back to what's known and familiar, and so easy to be deflected. Now, really interesting that the Hebrews author, the writer, uses the metaphor of running. Now, for those who are not sporty, and I recognize that there will be some in this room who are not, really interpret that in whatever way you want to any activity that requires commitment and intensity. And I suppose all of you, in some way, all of us, will have something or will have had something which we're really committed to and are keen to really do well and can improve. The challenge is, as I say, to improve and through discipline and regular practice, regular attention, become the best that you can be. Now, you recall, for those of you who were here last week, we had another Heather speaking, Heather Mack, I think she's called, and she reminded us from Hebrews that we're to throw off the things that hinder us. That was the main thrust of what she was saying, the things that drag us down. Now, our final foray into Hebrews, we're going to look about how we can ensure that we're fit enough to keep going. Because if you're going to be in a race or going to be good at anything, you've got to keep that practice. You've got to keep going. The fitness is important. And I'm going to use my experience of running marathons to help illustrate that. So I will be a Chris Whitty. First slide, please. Perseverance is the first thing that we're needing. And verse 1 of chapter 12 says this. Let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Now, the Bible's full of encouragement to keep going. We know that. You'll have heard, if you've come to church on a regular basis or even in a irregular basis, that urge to keep going is throughout the pages of both the Old and the New Testament. I recall my first marathon, quite a few years ago now, where 2.5 months before the run, it was the London Marathon I was doing, so that would be sort of January, late January time, I remember going over on my ankle. And for those of you who've done sort of ligament damage on your ankle, you know that's pretty painful, and it takes a long time to recover. I'm looking at somebody at the back who, it's not ligament damage though, is it, or is it?
No, I fractured it this time.
Actually fractured it, yeah, this time, yeah. And basically, you have to rest. You've got to rest it. You do great damage if you don't rest it. And so for a few weeks, I rested, and gosh, I was a bear with a sore head, because I knew it was scuppering the schedule, and I had a schedule. I'm not normally a schedule type of person, but to run something like that, you have to have that. And it scuppered the schedule, and of course I entertained thoughts of, oh well, should I delay it? I was running for a charity. I think the first one was Diabetes UK I ran for, and I thought, well, I could delay it till the following year, but I didn't, decided not to. And within a couple of weeks, I thought, right, I'll try it out. But I knew by the time that the race came, I wasn't at the peak that I wanted to be. So all kinds of things hit us in life, doesn't it? That's just an example in terms of the running. But the challenge is to keep going. And stuff will hit us in life. We all know that. Stuff has hit us already in life, hasn't it? We've recently had the whole stuff about the pandemic and all that that has entailed for curtailing all that's happened to us. And people have lost lives, people have lost loved ones, have lost jobs, a whole variety of things. There are all kinds of things can challenge us. Within politics, I think I suspect we're at a new low, really, in terms of our politics, in terms of what is truth. And many people are thinking, whoever you support, what actually is going on out there? Who can we really believe? Or in church politics, for that matter, the scandals of paedophilia within the church, amongst priests over the last 30, 40 years, and probably before that as well. The church, too, at times has often lost its relevance, and you wonder why does the church exist? Individuals, the loss of faith that sometimes can happen, and that can be due to all kinds of different circumstances, disillusionment with things. And I've talked about bereavement, loss of job, illness, all sorts of stuff comes our way. But the message of Hebrews is to keep going. And we'll see in a few minutes that we're not alone in that. So that's the first thing, perseverance. The second thing, Phil, is discipline. Discipline. Now, discipline always seems painful rather than pleasant at the time. Yeah, doesn't it? But later it yields the fruit of righteousness to those who've been trained by it. In marathon running, you can't get up one morning and say, I'm going to run a marathon tomorrow. You just can't do that, and particularly when you put a few inches around your waistline, as I have over the years, that's what happens, isn't it, really? You have to have discipline if you're going to run something like that, and you all know that. With whatever you do, practice makes perfect, is the saying, isn't it? You really have to keep going on stuff. So I started at least 6 months before, gradually increasing my longest run from maybe 4 or 5 miles up to about 2 or 3 weeks before, to about 18 to 20 miles. And that's how you just have to do that, mile by mile. I can remember those January mornings, given that the London Marathon was always April, having to get up and thinking, what am I doing here? You know, whether it's rain, snow, or whatever, you went out and did it. However, the feeling once the goal had been reached, and you must know this from other things that you have done, when you have fulfilled what it is that you've done, the feeling is brilliant. It is really worth, as we're thinking about discipline at the moment, looking at our spiritual disciplines, our relationship with God, whether that's prayer, whether that's reading, whatever it is. What's working for you at the moment? Really good to start with the positive. What's working? What's going well for you in terms of your spiritual disciplines? What perhaps needs some attention? And what I would say is, don't be hard on yourself. If things aren't working, okay, they're not working. So what can you do? What little thing can you do to really just lift you that little bit in terms of your spiritual discipline? Related to spiritual discipline, interestingly, is our commitment to worshiping together. About 10 days ago, a little group came together where we were thinking about church worship and stuff like that. One of the really helpful points that I found that came from that meeting through those worship discussions is being open to variety and fresh approaches, particularly when it doesn't suit your personal preference. And there's something about having an attitude of, so what can I learn from this? What can I take from this, even though it's not my personal preference, that in terms of how I can move ahead? And I think that spirit of generosity is really, really important when we're thinking of disciplines and spiritual disciplines, and worship is one of those disciplines. Third point, Phil, if you could do the next slide, is the mutual support. So in verses 12 and 13, it was read to us, therefore lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees and make straight paths for your feet. I found, thinking back to my marathon running, the last 6 to 8 miles, and that's sort of miles 18 to 26, torturous. There's no other word for it, actually. And I think a lot of people who've run them have said that. I didn't hit a wall, I just thought, I've just got to keep going. I mean, I was just knackered. Absolutely, I'd had enough. The finishing line couldn't come quickly enough. But what actually really helped me finish and keep going was the fellow runners, but also the crowds that lined your route. And now most marathons have those, that you have people who are really encouraging you. The London Marathon, of course, have bands, they have all kinds of things, you know, there's stuff going on everywhere. So you can never get bored when you're running those races. But remember that the letter that we're thinking about here, Hebrews, is a letter to a group of people, not to an individual. So the challenge to lift drooping hands, strengthen weak knees, and make straight paths for your feet is a collective challenge. It's not an individual challenge, which is really interesting. We race together. We do things together. So running this race, fitness for this race, is not just an individual response. We support all. We have that lovely gospel reading, which is so familiar to us from the Good Samaritan. What's that about? It's about helping others. It's about not walking as some of them did on the other side of the street. It's actually getting your hands dirty. It's really going across and helping and supporting those who are struggling. So, what might we be able to offer to support the whole? The other Heather, our Heather, I think it was the family service, was it this month, Heather, you talked about the body? Yeah, I do listen. I do remember these things. One of the questions that she asked us is, what can we do to support the whole? Because, you know, we can't just be a leg or an arm. All of us contribute to the whole. So the question I'd want to go and leave you with this particular point is, for it all to function, we all need to pull our weight. So what is it that we need to do? What can we pull in terms of our weight, in terms of what is it that we're going to contribute so that in the race, as we move forward, that we can help in terms of the drooping hands and the weak knees, etc. So to conclude, to run the race, we need perseverance, we need discipline, and we need mutual support. So the question I do like to leave people with is, what one thing are you going to take away from this that you can actually do something about as you as an individual, that so that you can, as it suggested, you can really increase your fitness levels, both as individuals and us as a church. One thing, what's that going to be? Now, Heather is going to, I understand, I'm right in this, Heather, aren't I? That tomorrow you're going to do a little email to people and sort of say, okay, Ian talked about this, that and the other, or I talked about this, that and the other, if you're speaking. Or if Melvin is speaking, you know, what one thing can you take away? What thing are you going to work on or think about that week so that we don't lose it? It doesn't go, like often does, it goes through that ear and out to the, and you've forgotten about it. So it's really, really interesting. And you'll never remember everything that we say up here. I don't remember everything I say. And like with Heather, but often it's just the one thing we can take away. So what is it that's stuck in your mind today? And you'll get a reminder about it tomorrow. Amen.